Hey there, amazing humans. It's your girl Maddis and Lane here, back with another dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy rollercoaster we call life. Today, we're diving deep into something that's more crucial than ever: the power of community and connection. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, constantly striving, but never quite reaching fulfillment? You know the feeling when you're surrounded by people but still crave genuine connection? Well, guess what? You're not alone. This need to belong, to share experiences and support each other, is woven into the fabric of our very being. Think about it. Humans are social creatures by nature. We thrive on interaction, on feeling seen, heard, and understood. A strong community isn't just about having a bunch of people around, it's about cultivating meaningful relationships that nourish your soul. It's about finding your tribe, the people who get you, who celebrate your wins, and who offer a shoulder to lean on during tough times. Now, before you go thinking this is all about joining some big, bustling club or attending every social gathering under the sun, which, by the way, isn't necessary, let me break down five key takeaways that'll help you build a vibrant and supportive community right where you are. First up, be authentically you. Trying to fit into a mold or pretend to be someone you are not is exhausting and ultimately unsustainable. Embrace your quirks, your passions, your vulnerabilities, the whole package. The right people will appreciate you for who you truly are. Think of it like this. If your favorite band suddenly started playing bubblegum pop, would you still love them? Probably not. Same goes for your friendships. Be true to yourself and attract those who resonate with your authentic self. Second, be present and engaged. Life gets busy, I get it. But when you're spending time with others, put away the phone, turn off the notifications, and truly listen. Make eye contact, ask thoughtful questions, and genuinely engage in the conversation. Remember, connection is a two-way street. It takes effort from both sides. Third, offer support and encouragement. A strong community thrives on reciprocity. Be there for your friends, family, and even acquaintances when they need a helping hand. Celebrate their successes, offer words of comfort during difficult times, and be a source of positive energy in their lives. You never know how much your small gestures of kindness can mean to someone else. Fourth, find common ground. Shared interests, hobbies, or values are great starting points for building connections. Join clubs, take classes, volunteer for causes you care about, anything that puts you in contact with like-minded individuals. Remember, we all have something unique to offer, and finding those shared passions can create lasting bonds. Finally, be patient and persistent. Building a strong community takes time and effort. Don't get discouraged if it doesn't happen overnight. Keep putting yourself out there, nurturing the relationships you value, and stay open to new connections. The right people will come into your life when the time is right. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young professional who recently moved to a new city. She feels overwhelmed by the sheer size of the place and misses her old friends dearly. Ever feel like that? Sarah's lonely nights are spent scrolling through social media, comparing herself to others and wishing she had a sense of belonging. Then one day, she stumbles upon a community garden meetup online. Hesitant at first, she decides to go. There she meets people who share her love for plants and sustainable living. They chat about their favorite herbs, exchange gardening tips, and even organize potlucks together. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to feel like she's found her tribe. She makes new friends, learns valuable skills, and rediscovers the joy of connecting with others who share her passions. Remember Sarah's story? It reminds us that community isn't just about finding your people, it's about actively creating a space where you feel connected, supported, and inspired. So take a moment to reflect. What steps can you take today to nurture the relationships you value? How can you contribute positively to your existing communities? And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of Stoic wisdom. Stay strong, stay connected, and keep building that amazing life you deserve. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.